At the convention, he said. Convention? I asked. SplatterCon, Molly offered. She waved a hand at her button and at Nelson's shirt. It's a horror movie convention. There's a convention for that? There's a convention for everything, Nelson said. This one screens horror movies, invites in directors, special effects guys, actors, authors, too. There are discussion panels, costume contests, vendors. Fans show up to the convention to get together and meet the industry guests, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're a fan, then. Staff, he said. I'm supposed to be in charge of security. Okay, I said. Get back to the bathroom. Right, he said. Well, I'd had a lot of coffee and potato chips and pretzels and stuff, so I was just sitting in there with the stall door closed. What happened? I heard someone come in, Nelson said. The door was really squeaky. He licked his lips nervously. And then he started screaming. I arched an eyebrow. Who? Clark Pell, he said. He owns the old movie theater next to the hotel. We rented it out for the weekend so we could play our favorites on the big screen. Nice old guy. Always supports the convention. Why was he screaming? Nelson hesitated for a second, clearly uncomfortable. You have to understand that I didn't actually see anything. Sure, I said. It sounded like a fight. Scuffling sounds. Heard him let out a noise, right? Like someone had startled him. He shook his head. That's when he started screaming. What happened? I jumped up to help him, but his cheeks turned red. You know, I was kind of in the middle of something. It took me a second to get out of the stall. And? And Mr. Pell was there, he said. He was unconscious and bleeding. Not real bad, but he looked like he'd taken a real pounding. Broken nose, maybe his jaw, too. They took him to the hospital. I frowned. Could someone have slipped in or out? No, Nelson said, and his voice was confident on that point. That damn door all but screams every time it swings. Could someone have come in at the same time as Pell? I asked. Maybe, he said. On the same opening of the door, but... I know, I said. But they would have had to open the door to leave. I rubbed at my chin. Could someone have held the door open? The hall was crowded. You could hear the people when the door was open, Nelson said. And there was a cop standing right outside. He was the first one in fact. I grunted. And with no other obvious suspects, they blamed you. Nelson nodded. Yes. I mused for a moment and then said, what do you think happened? He shook his head several times and very firmly. I don't know. Someone must have gotten in and out somehow. Maybe there's an air vent or something. Yeah, I said. Maybe that's it. Nelson checked his watch and swallowed. Oh, God, I gotta get to the airport. I'm supposed to meet Darby in 30 minutes and take him to the hotel. Darby? I asked. Darby Crane, Molly supplied. Producer and director of horror films. Guest of honor at SplatterCon. He do any work I might have seen? I asked. Molly nodded. Maybe. Did you ever see Harvest? The one with the scarecrow? I said, thinking. Where it smashes through the wall of the convent and eats the nuns, and the librarian sets it on fire and burns down the library and himself with it. That's the one. I said, not bad, but I'll take a Corman flick any day. Excuse me, Nelson said, but I really need to get moving. As he spoke, the cab I'd called pulled up to the curb. I checked and found my shadowy tail still outside, patient and motionless. Mouse let out another almost sub-audible growl. My shadow wasn't exactly going out of his way not to be noticed, which meant that he almost certainly wasn't a hitman. A hired gun would do everything he could to stay invisible, preferably until several hours after I was cold and dead. Of course, he could be trying reverse psychology, I supposed, but that kind of circular reasoning could trigger a paranoiagasm and drive me loopy fast. Odds were good that he was just supposed to keep an eye on me, whoever he was. Better than to keep him in sight rather than trying to shake him. I was happier knowing where he was than worrying about him being out of sight. I'd play it cool, give him a while to see if I could figure out what he was up to. I nodded to myself and strode out to the curb, Mouse at my side. Okay, kids, I called over my shoulder. Get in the cab. Mouse and I took the back seat. Molly didn't give Nelson a chance to choose. She got into the passenger seat in front, and boyfriend Nelson settled into the back seat beside me. "Which?" I asked him. "O'Hare." I told the driver, and we took off for the airport. I watched my shadow in vague reflections in the windows. The car's lights came on and followed us all the way out to O'Hare. We got Nelson there in time to meet his B-movie mogul, and he all but leapt from the car. Molly opened her door to follow him.